Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
The ESPN Outdoors Report gets going here today as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guide Service here. Pete, boy, some beautiful weather this week. What's that been doing for the fishing?
Well, it was kind of tough Beaver Dam for Walleye Wednesday. There was only one legal fish brought in. I believe we had about 15 boats, 15 teams fished it, and one fish just under 2 pounds came in. We caught a couple that were not of legal size, and I heard of a handful of fish that were caught, but there was not many legal ones, like I said.
Is there anything you can speculate on why maybe the fish weren't hungry, weren't having that feed bag out?
I think there's a lot of food in the lake, and there's been a really big bug hatch. I'm seeing quite a few lake flies and now starting some mayfly hatch. So them fish, they intercept that those bugs before they hit the surface to fly away. And so that's why the ones I was seeing, they were high in the water column, and I bet you they're just full of food right now.
I guess, how are the lake flies on Beaver Dam Lake? I mean, I used to live right by Lake Winnebago, and I'd have 2 times a year where you couldn't go outside. How bad is it here in Beaver Dam?
It's not like the Winnebago. That's a big hatch there. But we have a pretty good hatch that if you are on the road, say, around sunset time, your vehicle will get covered on roads that are around the lake.
Does that usually last then maybe as long as, usually it's like maybe a week or so that they last? Is that how long maybe the fish have plenty of food?
I would think at least a couple weeks around here, and there's some small forage in the lake, but give it about a month and I bet you the fishing will get really good out here.
How about any other lakes? Have you talked to anybody else? Have you been anywhere else here in the region?
The Madison chain is still producing bluegill, smallmouth, and some walleyes down there. The walleyes are on the weed lines and the bluegills are too. The bluegills have not set up to spawn yet, but that'll be right around the corner when that water gets above 70 degrees.
Excellent. Now, was it so who ended up with the one fish? Who won the week one of Walleye Wednesday?
Elijah Koenig. It's I guess it was his first time doing it, and only his like third time trolling, I heard. So yeah, quite a big deal. He won first, second, third, and a big fish with that one fish. So
okay, explain again what Walleye Wednesday is after just 1 week is in the books.
Yep, it's a 12-week season. You take your best 6 weeks to be team of the year, and it's a cumulative of your best 6 weeks. It's a team event, $30 per week to fish, and then we have a membership that's $20, and that goes towards the end of the year payout. So always good to see new faces, and like I said, anybody can win. We talked it in the radio, I said, one fish could really win it, and that's what happened last night.
Anything else in the world of fishing or outdoors from your perspective people need to know about?
No, it's heating up this next week here, and I'm predicting that crappie bite will get going on Beaver Dam, so looking forward to that.
Tell us about Best Dam Guide Service.
If you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, thanks for the time and good luck.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks.
Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. So what was fishing like this first week of the official season in 2025?
Well, I guess it was pretty slow out on the lake. Not a lot of walleyes or bass were caught, but it was very cold and windy opening morning. So, that's understandable. And I think I mentioned I was going to go trout fishing, and I had the best trout fishing I've had in 15 years. It was really, really good. But, there was some decent walleyes caught and stuff, but it was for the most part slow. Our landing at 5 in the morning was packed, and by 9 o'clock it was empty. So I think people weren't prepared or dressed right, but and the fishing has been kind of slow. The water's warmed up to about 60, which is a good thing, but it hasn't been super active. I know they're getting crappies on Beaver Dam now out of boats. They're getting some nice pike and occasional walleye below the Beaver Dam. And other than that, the panfish plate has still been good. They've been getting some from shore, people off their piers. And that was something, you could do before the opener. But once that happens, the opener, people are in boats and they're chasing game fish. But it'll pick up. The weather coming up is, all 70s, and the water will warm up to where, the fish will be really active.
Awesome. Tell us about Fishtails. What do people need to know about the greatest stop in Fox Lake?
Well, we are. And we have everything you would need, all our live bait, tackle. We rent boats. We're right on the river downtown. You can't miss us. We're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday.
Hey, I appreciate all you do, Dave, and we'll see you at Fishtails.
All right, thanks.
Let's go to DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison right now and bring in Pat. Boy, we had the opening weekend last weekend. How was opening weekend in Madison?
It was pretty good. The Saturday was a little chilly, you know, it was cloudy and chilly. So traffic through the shop wasn't what a crazy day would be, but there were definitely folks getting out. And I heard about some great success. So the walleye bite was especially good.
Anything else you hear people catching during the week out in the Madison chain?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the bass are up shallow, and they're in pre-spawn mode, so they're in a great mood and hungry. And, of course, the walleye continue to bite, and pike are great, too. So a lot of good action down here in the Madison area.
How's water clarity right now in Madison?
Pretty good. It depends on where you're at. If you're near where a river comes in, you might run into some dirtier water, but we got a pretty dry forecast coming up here, so I imagine things should settle down pretty soon here.
When you get weather into the 70s and maybe even to the 80s here next week, how does that affect the fishing pretty quick?
Well, it'll warm the water up, and that usually gets the fish in even a better mood. So should make things only better, I think.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive here in Madison, Wisconsin. We have everything you need to get out on the water. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch, and it's a quick jog off the interstate. Of course, I do a weekly fishing report. We update that on our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube pages, or you can call the old school phone line at 608-244-3474.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat with you next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. You take care.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we're going to bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wetland, who is back in the state of Wisconsin after heading out west to Vegas. How was your vacation last weekend?
Vacation was awesome. We went to Las Vegas for a couple days, saw Sammy Hagar. He's got a 30-day residency out there, and it was just an incredible show. But Vegas is always fun. We go quite a few times a year, and there's always something different. There's always something to do there.
Even if you just walk in the Strip, right, whether it be downtown or down in the Las Vegas Strip, I always have a good time.
Oh yeah, you could sit for hours and just people watch. I mean, it's all walks of life there. From you name it, you see it in Vegas. It's pretty funny.
Have you ever been fishing on any of your Vegas trips, like out in like Lake Mead or anything like that?
We actually got married, my wife and I, at Lake Mead, but I've never fished it. When we got married there, it was so low. All the fishing guides basically went out of business because the water was so low. I know a lot of it has come back. But no, never have fished in Nevada ever.
Nope. Is there fishing in the desert, though? I mean, are there places to go out there, though? People want to go fishing?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few lakes. I mean, Lake Mead, and there's like 3 or 4 lakes within like a half hour to a half 45-minute drive of Las Vegas. And they fish bass and a lot of stripers, a lot of catfish. And by the Hoover Dam as well in the Snake River, they catch quite a few trout.
Well, closer to home, obviously, the game season opened officially this past weekend. Have you been out? What have you been catching? What have you been hearing?
Well, what I've been hearing is it's a pretty tough bite out here on Fox Lake and Big Green. I was out yesterday for quite a while. I was out yesterday and kind of struggled. I did see about a 48, 49 inch muskie in about 3 inches of water sunning himself yesterday. That was pretty cool. But the water is really dirty out here on Fox Lake, and it's limited the weed growth, and the water is low as well. And, the bass fishing's been pretty tough. I had a lot of my buddies texting me while I was out in Vegas that they weren't doing very well. I did have one of my friends go to Lake Emily, and they actually crushed him on Lake Emily the other day. So I'm probably going to go there tomorrow. But, from what I hear, the opener was a little tough. Cold front came through, and it was a little tough for the weekend.
But now how does having consistently weather above into the 60s help fishing as it looks like we're going to have that here over the next a few days?
Yeah, I think next week it's going to be in the 70s, almost 80s, and that'll put a lot of crappies on the bed. That'll put a lot of bass on the bed, which means there'll be spawning. And it really warmed up the water. I mean, I had 62, 63 degrees yesterday, which is actually pretty warm for first week of May yet. But, you know, it, nothing but help. I mean, that warm water will really turn on the fish. And believe it or not, a lot of walleyes go very shallow when the water warms up like that as well.
Well, if they want to catch the biggest bass around, they need Raw Bass Customs. Tell us about your lures that you have. Tell us about how people can book a trip with you.
A bunch of actually bait shops are on their second and third order already for their spring fill. I'm actually selling quite a few lures lately. I paint 72 kinds of different blanks for bass, muskie, walleye, pike. They're available here at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee. And the guide's trip season starts next week. I actually have two trips next week starting. You can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467, and I supply everything with food and drink.
Rick, I appreciate all you doing. We'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.